Debbie said. Brian is in Massachusetts listening to the Station of the Cross. Hi, Brian. You're up first today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Hey,
Brian.
From Massachusetts. Hey, I was really into rock climbing for a long, for a good part of my life. You could say I was attached to it or I was addicted to it. And there's a lot of, I have a charisma with regards to that. A story to share is terms of Christ. And there's a lot of different takes because I've thought about this for many years and struggled with it and whether or not it was the right thing to do. And I don't know how much time you have for me, but briefly, I climbed a lot and I was always chasing that next best climb, that next adrenaline rush, the next harder climb. I always climbed with a rope, but there were other people who climbed without a rope. And I would ask myself, is this really somebody who claims to be pro-life? Is this really a proper respect for life? And another issue I struggle with, am I too attached to this? And the answer was yes at the time. Am I addicted to this? Is it proper for me to be attached to something like this? I have 6 children. Should I be rock climbing when I have young children at home that I have to provide for? What happens if I fall and die and am not able to provide my children? Ultimately, it came down to my wife said, I think you love rock climbing more than you love me. And I had to give it up in order to say that wasn't, to be able to show that wasn't true. And I did give it up for a long time. Now, I'd go back and climb occasionally now, but it doesn't have that attachment that it had before. I'm kind of free of that action. And so a lot of different takes we could take on this. What do you think?
Go ahead, Jerry.
I was going to say, Brian, I think your call was a show in itself right there. That was in one, just a few sentences there. You covered a lot of very important aspects of this. Debbie, go ahead.
No, I totally agree. I think that for the health of your marriage, for you to come to that understanding, Brian, I think was huge. And I wish a lot of people would do that, because a lot of times in marriage, people hold on to their quote-unquote passions, and their passions override the health and the longevity of the marriage. And what you did, I think, was very brave. I think it was the best rock climbing adventure in and of itself, because you were so brave about that and you took on your vocation as a husband and as a father of 6 children, and you freed yourself from the attachment and the adrenaline rush of this passion that you had. So Brian, I think it's huge. To me that was heroic. What do you think, Jerry? And I think we just lost Brian, unless he's going to call back.
Yeah, I think Brian might have dropped off there to move on or listen on the radio. But no, I agree completely. I think this is life 101 right here. You mentioned the vocation, Debbie, and this gets down to our state in life. What is our state in life? It's a big question when it comes to something like this. There are people who can get up on a Saturday morning, get up on a Sunday morning, and spend the entire day out rock climbing or bungee jumping or hiking or camping or whatever. If you have a wife and kids at home, well, you can't do that unless you take them along with you. Right. So this was very, very, I think there was a lot of courage shown by Brian in doing
Absolutely.
The flip side of that, Debbie, as you know, and I know many of our listeners have experienced, God will work in that. He will bless and bring even greater blessings into the marriage and the family than there otherwise might have been.
Right. And there's something that I think we've got to really remember. You know, eternity is going to be just everything we could ever have imagined, and plus, a million times more than that. I'm sure that, with Brian's sacrifice, if you will, of sacrificing the passion for his vocation, I think there's going to be plenty of rocks to climb in eternity. I think it's going to be fun. I mean? There's going to be time. Everybody thinks this is it. We have to do it here, or we're never going to experience it. And I don't agree with that necessarily. So Brian, if you're listening, way to go. You hit a home run with us. Thank you so much for that wonderful story. And now you could probably take your kids to rock climbing, and it becomes a family outing, which is really cool as well.
Come join the conversation. Give your take Monday through Friday at 12 Eastern on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.